Welcome to this deep dive. Today, we're looking at a visual map. It's trying to show how we actually understand things.
Right. It's a really interesting approach.
Yeah, so think of our mission as like cracking this map open, seeing how all these different bits and pieces, you know, fit together in our heads.
To help us make sense of the world.
Exactly. We're talking about everything from simple comparisons we make.
Analogies, metaphors.
Right, to really abstract ideas, even like our gut feelings and how we see time passing. It covers a lot.
It does. And what's really fascinating, I think, is the idea that understanding isn't just one single aha moment.
Mm-hmm.
This map suggests it, well, it builds up from lots of different elements working together.
Okay, so let's maybe dig into the basics on this map then. It starts with pre-theoretical experience, right? And givenness of relations, encounter with entities.
Yeah, that foundational layer.
It sounds like just bumping into the world and noticing stuff, like the raw experience.
That's pretty much it. It's the absolute foundation. Before we even start consciously analyzing or thinking about it, we're just experiencing things.
Yeah.
And importantly, experiencing them as already connected somehow.
Mm.
We don't just see a cup isolated. We see it on the table.
Ah, okay. That initial sense of things being related even before we think about why.
Exactly. That's fundamental.
Okay. Then the map brings in these external and internal opening processes. Differentiation and individualization.
Right. So moving beyond just raw experience.
So differentiation is like spotting that a banana is, well, different from an apple.
Precisely. Noticing the unique features, the color, shape, taste, whatever it is, the distinctness.
And individualization. Is that more personal?
Yeah. That's about how you then take that new piece of information, that difference, and sort of fit it into your own existing understanding.
Like based on your own past experiences with fruit, maybe?
Exactly. Your personal take, how it integrates for you.
Gotcha. Okay, now what about analogies and metaphors? How do they fit in? They feel intuitive. Like saying, oh, this new thing is kind of like this thing I already get.
That's a great way to put it. Think of them as mental shortcuts. Bridges, almost.
Bridges?
Yeah, when we hit something new and maybe complex, our brain kind of searches around for something familiar that has a similar structure or pattern.
Like the classic atom is like a tiny solar system example.
Exactly. It's not literally true, obviously, but it gives you a starting point, a framework to grasp the core idea, central thing, things orbiting. Helps you get your head around it.
Okay, that makes sense. Then we get into theoretical thought. This bit sounds a bit heavier. SSSO entity functions and relation laws norms.
It can sound abstract, yeah. But it's really about trying to pin down how things work, both internally and how they connect with other things.
SSO, self and self other.
Right. SS is kind of like an entity's internal workings, how it functions on its own. SO is how it interacts outwardly with other entities.
And the relation laws norms, the rules of the game.
Sort of. The principles or rules governing those interactions. Think about, say, a car engine. It's internal combustion, pistons firing, that's SS.
Okay.
How that engine then makes the car move down the road, interacting with friction, obeying traffic laws, it's more SO, governed by physical laws and social norms.
Right, right. I see. And how does our basic perception tie into understanding relations? We see things, but understanding feels deeper than just seeing.
It is. Perception is the raw input, you know.
Yeah.
You see a dog. You see a leash. Understanding clicks in when you recognize the relationship between them. The leash isn't just near the dog.
Mm.
It's for walking the dog.
It's about grasping the connection, the purpose, moving beyond just sensing.
Exactly. Seeing how things interact or connect.
The map also flags the experience of time and something called the prefunctional heart. These feel different from the others.
They are a bit different. Our experience of time is crucial, right? It gives us sequence, narrative flow. It helps us understand cause and effect, how things unfold.
Makes sense. And the prefunctional heart, what's that about? A gut feeling.
That could be it. It might represent a more intuitive, maybe even emotional layer of knowing or sensing something before we fully process it logically. That immediate gut reaction or feeling about something.
Interesting. Okay, then there's judgment.
Yeah.
And it lists genetic events and parables applications. How do these help us lock down understanding?
Well, genetic likely points to how our understanding develops over time, how it grows and refines itself. It's not static.
Like learning stages.
Kind of. And events are, you know, real-world experiences. They test what we think we know. They confirm or challenge our understanding.
Reality checks.
Right. And parables and applications. That's about using stories or seeing how a concept applies in different situations. That really deepens our grasp, makes it more flexible.
Seeing it in action. Okay.
Yep.
We also see lost side O on the map. That delta symbol usually means change, right?
It often does. In this context, it could represent the underlying principles, the framework, maybe the driving force that allows our understanding to change and evolve as we integrate new info.
Like the engine for growth and understanding.
That's one way to think about it, yeah. The capacity for transformation within the system of understanding.
And then narratives and time currents, stories and the flow of events seem pretty central here.
Oh, absolutely. Narratives are powerful. They give us structure, a way to organize information, make it memorable. They help us understand sequence, motivation, meaning.
They make sense of the chaos.
In a way, yes. And time currents probably refers to that ongoing stream of experience, the constant flow of events that continuously shapes and updates how we see things.
It's never really finished, is it? Understanding.
Doesn't seem like it. Always evolving.
Okay, last one on the map. Purposiveness. How does having a goal, an intention, affect what we understand?
Well, our intentions act like a filter or a spotlight. They really focus our attention. If your goal is, say, to bake a cake for the first time, you're going to pay super close attention to the recipe, the measurements, the techniques.
Stuff you might ignore otherwise.
Exactly. Your purpose directs what information becomes relevant, what you need to understand right now.
So pulling it all together, it really looks like understanding isn't one thing. It's this big, dynamic, layered process.
Definitely. Built up from raw experience, perception, through tools like analogy.
Shaped by time, stories, even our gut feelings, and focused by our goals.
Yeah, and what's key, I think, is seeing how all these parts interact. It's not linear. It's a whole system working together.
That's a really great way to frame it. A whole system.
Mm-hmm.
So here's maybe something for you listening to think about.
Mm.
Consider how deliberately using analogies or consciously trying to spot the underlying relationships when you encounter new information, how that might actually boost your ability to learn and really make sense of the world around you. Worth trying out. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us today.